Welcome to First Turn, where we play board games for the first time and discuss our immediate reactions. It's like book club, but for board games. I'm Eric, and with me is Kate.
Hello.
Today we're going to be playing Mythwind, designed by Nathan Liga, Brendan McCaskill. The artist is Amanda Kadatz, and it is published by Open Owl Studios in 2024. The description: Mythwind is a cooperative and solo cozy board game with unique characters, magical sprites, engaging story, and unending adventure. During the game, the characters are working together to establish and build a new town in the magical Mythwind Valley. They work to achieve various goals by constructing buildings within the town, adventuring throughout the region, navigating relationships with the mysterious sprites who inhabit the valley, and developing their character-specific professions. The mechanics are cooperative, role-playing, scenario mission campaign game, storytelling, tech trees, tech tracks, variable player powers, and would you like to guess the last one?
I wasn't listening. Worker placement.
Oh, there okay. You go. Okay. Thank you for paying attention.
Sorry.
You're going to have to... Okay.
Well. I know.
And the box art?
Okay. It's very pretty. It is a nature scene, a lot of green going on, and a river going through it. So like green mountains to either side, and then a river down the middle. And there's someone at the riverbank with a horse, and there are some sort of mythical flying creatures above the title. What's in the background there? Like a monument of some kind?
It's called the tower.
The tower. Okay.
It looks like a, like kind of like an obelisk almost, but yeah.
Mythwind is in a nice script. It's very pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. It's very naturey. Mm-hmm. I like the horse. Mm-hmm. He looks friendly. Okay. Based off of this, would you pull it off a shelf?
Yes. Yes, the cover probably alone would get me. But then I didn't really listen to the description, but I believe there's like, it's kind of a cooperative storytelling, which I do enjoy quite a bit.
Yeah, I would too. The box art is really good. It looks very peaceful, which is a little unusual for like the sort of adventure-y maybe style of game. Mm-hmm. It looks neat. And then, like you said, storytelling, town building is actually another thing I really like. How do you think it's played?
So we're like building a town in this beautiful nature scene.
Yes.
And unfortunately not building anything in trees.
Yes.
And
without looking at these, what do you think some of your professions are?
Okay. We need a cook. Mm-hmm. An explorer and a builder and a fisher person, a hunter, a negotiator.
Okay, yes.
Uh-huh, that's...
And what are some of the key buildings you think we need to focus on?
We need places to live and trading posts.
Okay.
And places to... cook.
Mm-hmm. A cookery. Yes. Cookery.
And a area for entertainment.
What kind of entertainment are we known for?
Dancing and singing.
Okay.
Our workers are those different types of jobs. So those people go off and achieve their goals.
Okay. So the workers are the different professions?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to have to deal with weather.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be... perfect days and like earth-born nature, and maybe some downpours.
Okay.
And yeah, so we better get the housing ready.
Yeah. And the entertainment area.
Yes. We
have something to do.
Yes. When it's raining.
Yep. What happens now? Okay. The history of dancing and singing entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it went kind of literally with the title. And broke it into myth and wind and looked at Greek mythology and the wind gods. And then I just have Wikipedia here to help us, as usual.
Not ChatGPT.
I did a little bit of both.
Okay.
And yeah, so the wind gods or the Enemoi, yeah, they control like the weather and seasons and the winds. And the four main gods were like assigned by the cardinal directions. And I wanted to focus on the west wind god, which is Zephyrus, also known as Zephyr, which was my high school newspaper.
Like you say mascot. I was like, good Lord, that's awesome.
We were the Tornadoes.
That's pretty good.
So then the Zephyr was kind of supposed to be related, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a very clever high school.
But Zephyr is actually like the calmer springtime god associated with, yeah, springtime and flowers and gentle, favorable winds rather than his
so we're gonna have good weather
counterparts. I hope so. Yeah, and Zephyr's like the most, maybe the most famous like story that he was part of is within Eros and Psyche. So Eros was the child of Aphrodite, and Psyche, renowned for her astonishing beauty, inadvertently incites the jealousy of Aphrodite, the goddess of love. And to thwart Psyche, Aphrodite sends her son Eros to make her fall in love with a hideous creature. However, upon seeing Psyche, Eros falls deeply in love with her himself. And then Aphrodite, determined to undermine Psyche, imposes a series of seemingly impossible tasks, skipping around, one of which ends as her, like, on a hill? Where is that? And Zephyrus, the west wind, helps by transporting Psyche by the breeze over to Eros's palace. And later, Zephyrus also helps Psyche's two sisters by transporting them to the palace because Psyche was lonely and wanted her sisters to come. But then the sisters got jealous, and then they each go off back to the cliff. And this time, Zephyrus does not help when they jump off the cliff. Jeez. So thus they both fall to their deaths and are torn limb to limb and made food for the birds of prey and wild beasts below. There you go.
So I guess Zephyr will help you once, but don't expect a second time.
Yeah, no.
That's reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Eris was involved with the decision there. I left that out. I think I just butchered that mythology.
Yeah, probably. would you like to know how to play?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Okay, so in Mythwind, we are going to be cooperative. We're each going to play a character. Mm-hmm. Our options for character professions are the crafter, the ranger, the merchant, and the farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Which one interests you?
I think you put crafter in front of me because I'm crafty.
Actually, I thought the farmer would be a good one too.
Okay.
Okay.
Which one do you want?
I don't know yet. Okay. Well, we can decide.
We can do that later.
Bit. Yes, because each one is going to have their own specific rules that I have not read yet because I wasn't going to read all four, so I was going to just pick first.
Uh-huh.
So there'll be like specific character like gameplay as well that we'll review after because I don't know what it is yet.
Mm-hmm.
So the game is played over a variety of seasons, and each season is made up of a bunch of days, and then the days have different phases. So in phase one, the dawn, we're going to determine the weather. Good job.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically the weather will determine like, you know, specific things that might happen during that day. And then weather events over 3 days could trigger other effects too. So it could be like weather of the season. Then, so that's just kind of the dawn. And then the daytime is kind of the big phase where we're going to each take a town action. We can go adventuring, which allows us to journey through the valley in search of resources and other bonuses. We can improve the town, which allows us to purchase resources for the town and find locations where buildings can be constructed. We can construct or demolish, which allows us to begin constructing new buildings for the town or remove existing ones so we can replace them. We can hire. This allows us to hire and gain the aid of workers on the town board. Our workers are both people and sprites. And then after we do our town action, we can do our character actions. And then that is determined by our personal characters, abilities, as well as worker actions, which will also be part of our character. And so those will be specific to each one. I don't know exactly what those are. So that makes up the bulk of the day phase. Then we have the desk phase, where we're going to return our character and return our workers. The workers have like pips on them. So based off of different actions they do, it'll reduce the pips. So you kind of have like, you recruit them and then they have a certain amount of time that they can work and then they go back to the pool. Mm-hmm. And then we do that. And I guess our goal is to kind of build up the city, build different buildings. And as we place new buildings, that'll unlock like new actions we can take based off the different things we construct. And then you kind of play until forever, because there is no end of the game. Mm-hmm. It says you play until you decide that you have completed your story. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you kind of do that through basically day by day. And then you hit the end of a season. At the end of the season, there's a bunch of different season events that can trigger based off of like what you've built up. You can unswap out characters then and go to the next season, or you can keep going with your current characters.
Okay.
That's kind of the gist of it. I think a lot of the bulk is going to be in our specific characters that we choose. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're kind of gathering resources. The resources are production, income, culture, and food. So you're kind of gathering those, and then you use those to construct buildings. We build the town.
All right.
That's a solid 30% of the rules.
Let's play.
We just finished 6 days of Mythwind. To recap, I went on an expedition and finally got back home.
Made a gavel.
Kate made a gavel. I'm going to call that a winning success. What was your strategy for making a gavel?
I was getting materials and refining them. And then I had the appropriate materials for the gavel, and I fulfilled that request. And the gavel gets me 5 coin, so I got money.
Yeah. My strategy was to bumble through the woods and hope I didn't die before I got back home. Mm-hmm. It was a bit of a success. I also am going to get 5 coins for my effort.
Mm-hmm. So it's a win.
It worked out.
Yep.
But yeah, it was rough. Mm-hmm. Theme, did you feel like you are a professional craft person creating a town in a mythical valley?
I think it's kind of a typical worker placement answer to it, to this question. Like, or maybe not typical, I don't know, around those lines. Like, I've just, my steps are a system for refining materials and fulfilling a request to produce a good. So I think there's something there, but I'm not quite sure that the way that it works makes me feel like I'm
crafting. I think it's a mix to me. So the event cards and the adventure cards and the town building pieces, I think are good thematically. Mm-hmm. The professions are like very, like you're doing a whole bunch of like refinement processing. I am going out on adventures and planning my adventures and getting supplies. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, like that piece is very like much a puzzle piece, right? I'm mm-hmm. solving my own little personal puzzle. Mm-hmm. But it's a mix.
Yeah.
Because like the expeditions play like a puzzle, not so much like I feel like I'm out on an adventure. Mm-hmm. But in the larger picture of the game, it kind of does.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, and I think the town building, we didn't really get to do much of that yet. We just kind of got up and running. But I can see that kind of coming in when we have more town stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it'll matter like where we put buildings and things like that.
Yeah.
But right now we have one house and we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just have to kind of, yeah, that's still just a starter.
So, yeah, I think it hits it in some spots. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, the adventure card.
And the puzzle piece, sure. Yeah. Table presents?
Yeah, it's pretty nice, I'd say. I don't know if this is like a Kickstarter.
Oh, there super we got all upgrade. The upgrades. Yeah.
So
I haven't even gotten them all out yet.
I don't know what the normal.
I think most of the pieces are, I think just like the player mat.
Player mat.
Is an additional. I don't the coins are upgraded, but I think everything else might be standard.
Standard? Okay. Yeah. Well, it definitely is nice. Like the player mat is a nice, it's like the box. It's a nice big nature scene. And
so we have the map. And I regret not having it on the map.
But. Okay. See a map over there as well.
Yeah. That's my adventuring map.
But yeah, good table presence. There's a lot going on, but it's pleasing. Nice color scheme, and yeah, you have your character that you put in town, and I like my little player board.
Yeah.
I'm sitting over here like talking to myself about now the birch moves. Yes. I'm putting it in the new slot and enjoying it. Doing it incorrectly sometimes.
I like your board. Mine's more card based, but the cards are nice. The art's very functional, and there are a lot of icons, and it's kind of important because you need to know what you're using. But overall, the art everywhere, I think they did really nice art where they should, and then they did sort of very functional icons where they should.
Mm-hmm. And I have a bag.
Yeah, you got a bag. I think the farmer gets a bag too. I wish I got a bag, but. Yeah.
Next time, you can be the farmer.
Yeah.
There's not quite enough in the bag. I have to put things in it, but.
Mechanic? What do you think?
Still struggling with that a bit.
No, it's more the rules section.
Yeah, I was going to say we're going to blur into that because.
Yeah,
my complaint about the mechanics is invalid because I didn't understand the rules.
Right.
But also what I was talking about with the theme before too, there's something a little clunky, but maybe it's I haven't learned it yet. But about the overlap between my actions and the worker actions.
Yes,
it feels
the workers are kind of a supplement to your actions. Like your character is the main one, and then workers can supplement them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it makes more sense. We had a rule issue that we sort of. Solved.
Mm-hmm.
I think it makes sense now that your character action is much more and the worker is just like helping you out.
Yeah. Cause before it seemed quite the opposite.
It seemed like the workers are doing everything.
And, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it kind of makes sense to me now.
Yeah.
And I think the workers will come in to other stuff with buildings as we get them.
Mm-hmm.
They can do building actions and things like that. It's a little weird overlap that having you have worker actions and character actions.
Yeah. And the fact that they're like the same actions, but slightly different depending on whether or not you're using the worker.
Right.
Yeah. Otherwise, anything interesting or different?
I mean, I always do. This is my favorite kind of worker placement where you roll dice and have dice placement. Although the pips aren't really, I guess it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like little caveats of like, where did you go to in the town and what worker actions can you do and different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you add in kind of what I like is as a worker placement, a lot of them are not very thematic but this kind of solves that with the events and the adventures and some of the other like more story driven elements. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah.
I wish like expeditions that we played had more of that because I think that could have been a cool storytelling game.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I said I didn't want to give it away, but I liked that there was a connection between the story and the worker.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it mechanically. Rules. So learning the game.
Yeah.
I think I was accurate that I did about 30% of the rules. I think we were both just reading our character books. I didn't realize. I thought it would be kind of like a Intrepid that we played, where like each one plays very differently, but it's like a little bit of a puzzle that you have to. This was a lot of rules to read for the characters.
So. Yeah. And I guess I already mentioned the main issue was that it was like the same actions, but not. And that was tripping me up. And especially when it was, it's the same. It's a lot of like similar language, but different, but it's hard to realize that it's different in the first read through, I guess. I don't know.
It was extra hard too. Cause like I wasn't doing town actions. I was doing a whole different game.
Yeah.
And finally, I think we realized, like, when I read my town section, I was like, oh, I think this is how it should probably work based off of the wording of mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of little rules to read.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely would be, like, playing with four people would be very hard if you're trying to teach everybody. I think I'm glad I did it the way I did it, where it's, like, you give you a book and let you figure it out. But
yeah.
Definitely has the same issue as, like, a root or something where Everyone has to read the rules and figure it out.
Yeah, because they're doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that some of the wording and the layout in the book could be improved.
Yep, agreed.
So, yeah, like I've already had wording issues and just, yeah, just adding a word or two here or there could make a sentence way more clear.
Yep.
And, yeah, the jumping around between pages wasn't helping it either.
Yeah, that's always a pain. And iconography, I had a couple symbols that I still don't know what they mean, mm-hmm. which I didn't really impact anything, but I couldn't find them anywhere. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Not sure what that one means.
Yep.
Yeah. Player interaction. This is interesting because it's very solo during sort of when we're doing our own puzzle pieces. Mm-hmm. But I do think there will be interaction more. We haven't had much yet, I don't think.
Yeah.
But I think when it comes, I think the main interaction is going to be in planning the buildings and what we need there. Mm-hmm. And we haven't really got to that part of the game.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of the interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're kind of planning out the town and then we go off and do our own professions to pay for it.
Right. Yeah, I think there's potential. We just haven't seen it yet.
Yeah,
I'm like, you were just not in town for most of the game. So, right. Like, the town was all me, and we were talking because I was like, I don't know what to do.
More rules talk.
But like, if we were both playing in that area and there was more going on and more decisions to make, I could see it having more of that cooperative feel.
I do, like, with where you said I can make backpacks. And I was like, oh, I use backpacks, but they're not really related. So I think maybe some amount of like, but I guess then you run into the issue of like,
what if you don't have a farmer? Yeah, you have a farmer.
But I do think that would be really cool if there was just a little bit of like, I can do this to help you out. You can do this to help me out or something.
Yeah. It would be good to have that. Yeah. But I don't see an easy way to do it, like, because these characters are complicated, so I don't think you could do the solution of like, oh, I'll be the farmer and the craft person.
Yeah,
that would be a lot.
Yeah. All right, would you play it again?
Yes. I already want to keep going, and it's probably a little bit of the like, oh, I'm just figuring it out, so I want to keep going. But no, it's got all the elements we talked about at the beginning that I like, the story and I don't dislike worker placement, but mm-hmm. I'd say this kind especially, I don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, worker placement has become such like a broad and very, like, every game has it in some form. I definitely like when you roll dice and slot them into things. Mm-hmm. It's not. Yeah, it's more of an action point thing than really mm-hmm. anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would also play it again. I think it has an interesting mix of both sort of like abstract puzzle-y parts, but also story elements and stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of neat. Obviously, like if you want a big story game like Sleeping Gods, this would be like not up that alley. And also right. if you want like a total abstract, we sit and don't talk to each other game, it's not that either.
So yeah.
It's a good mix.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of curious, like, how long do we get bored with our personal puzzles after a while? Or do they keep interesting as we level and skill up and get mm-hmm. advanced contracts and things to do? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, interesting to see.
Yeah. All right. That was Mythwind.
If you have any recommendations of games you would like to hear our impressions on, please send them our way. You can do so via email at firstturntabletop@gmail.com or hit us up on Twitter, formerly known Twitter, or Instagram at firstturncast. The podcasting camel, I don't want to give anything away. He's just hanging out swimming in the river.
Uh-huh.
And he's
pushing his luck in the river.
He might be. And he says, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcatchers. We look forward to hearing from you. Play more games.
Okay.
We can play more tomorrow.
You're ruining the end of the podcast.
Okay. How do I get more money? That's just one coin.
You sell stuff.
Oh, yes.
You're in charge of the town.
I am?
I leave.
Okay. A panicked looking creator sprite. It cries out, help. I
That's good help.